This message was recorded at Leeds Vineyard during a Sunday morning service. Please feel free to copy it or forward it if it's helpful. We pray that it may be God's word in season for you today.
Morning, everyone. I'm missing your faces. I'm just like imagining your kind of radiant, expectant faces staring into screens everywhere. I'm sure we will come to accept our new norm. Despite our anxieties, we can wait in hopeful expectation of all that God will do, for he remains present and active always. So let's just take a moment to pray. So Father, we just thank you. We thank you that you're with us always, and we can trust in you. Just make your word come alive in us today. Amen. You see, we can take heart and aspire to the to resonate with the psalmist, who in Psalm 16 confidently declares, "I am always aware of the Lord's presence. He is near and nothing can shake me." In a moment, we'll be reading from Psalm 139, so you might just want to get your Bibles ready. It seems timely that we have been focusing on spending time with Jesus. As we try to establish new routines, challenges around working from home or juggling families or managing our isolated border, whatever our circumstances, I would encourage you to listen to our series on being with Jesus at the Leeds Vineyard Church website and aim to develop a routine of contemplative prayer. You see, it could be easy for us to assume that being with Jesus is only a silent place of solitude, and that Jesus no longer is present when we return to activity. However, there's really good news in Psalm 139. So let's read verses 7 to 10. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. Or maybe in this world situation, the psalmist might have even written, "Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I isolate myself for 12 weeks, you are there. If I lie in my bed, hidden in my home, you are there. If I rise on the wings of hope of buying groceries, if I settle on the far side of my front door, even there, your hand will guide me, your right hand will hold me fast." You see, no matter where we are, mountain tops, depths of the sea, crowded house or sat before a TV, in bed suffering or scrambling for toilet roll at the supermarket, Jesus has promised to always be with us. Matthew 28:20, Jesus is quoted as saying, "Surely I am with you always." Always is a pretty absolute word, you know, always, 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 and on, and forever, and always, and on, and always. Right now, it's good for us to be mindful of this truth. Jesus is present with you, with me, with us all, and for us all to feel comforted, strengthened, joyful even. While planning this talk, I placed myself in the position of the disciples in John 13. Jesus tells them that he will only be with them a little while longer, that they will look for him, but they cannot go where he is going. How sad they must have felt at the prospect of not being in his company, not hearing his voice, and not being able to look into the love in his eyes. They were probably feeling like many of us are now. The disciples feared separation from Jesus, just as we are not able to go where each other are, nor see the love in each other's eyes, or find an embrace from someone. It hurts. While we can use phones to hear each other's voices, we still look forward with great expectation to the day we can all meet in one place. Jesus encouraged his disciples. In John 14, we hear him say, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you always, to be with you forever. You know him, for he lives in you, and he lives with you and will be in you. He will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you." This is Jesus's promise to give us the Holy Spirit, who will become God's constant presence with us in this world. When we move from solitude, he continues to go with us. Remember the psalmist's words, "I am always aware of the Lord's presence. He is near and nothing can shake me." This is one of my favourite psalms because it's a testimony to the constant and unfailing presence of God, who protects, secures, favours, counsels and fills us with joy. I may not be able to see any of you, but I believe you are there because you said you would be. How much more can we trust the Holy Spirit that he is with us, just as God said he would be? You see, we know the physical absence of someone does not mean they are not with us. A friend of mine, Joss, has been in Canada for a couple of weeks and not present with me. But I was thinking of her, concerned that she would be able to get home. You see, my awareness of Joss is not dependent upon her bodily presence, but upon my relationship with her. I am always aware of her laugh, and when I think of her, I remember her and she is near. If you are using the How to Spend Time with Jesus booklet, on page 18, section 7, Andy Smith encourages us to stop and pause throughout the day, to consciously return to worship and to prayer, to reflect on the scriptures we read, surrender our emotions, questions, anxieties, and fears. To him, actively inviting Holy Spirit to come and fill us with peace. You see, it can look something like this in reality. One day I was a bit late booking an Uber and concerned that I might not actually make my train, and I was quite stressed. Unexpectedly, within 2 minutes, the driver had confided that he was feeling alone in the world and was depressed. In that anxious moment, I paused long enough to remember that Jesus was present and he wanted to respond. The driver agreed I could pray for him and lay a hand on his shoulder. And as I prayed, I could see the Holy Spirit embrace him, and he just began to weep and drive really slowly. I had my eye on the clock, but was given even more revelation into his situation, which made him weep even more and ask how I could know what his life had been like. You see, Jesus is always present, whether you know him or not, or whether you acknowledge him or not, he is present. We continue to reach out to the driver, and I long to see what God will do in his life. And if you're wondering, I got the train. So how many times have we missed Jesus' presence in the moment? To develop relationship with Jesus, we rest, we read the Bible, receive his truths, recite, recharge, regenerate, re-engage with our lives and revisit them again and again and again, repeating the habits of the day. And in every moment, we're inviting Jesus into our experiences. God goes with us. Holy Spirit is present always, in the mundane and in the extraordinary, in our emotional responses, our joy, excitement, our anger, our fear and worry. Jesus is present. Relationship with Jesus is important. Think for a moment. How do you feel when your text gets no reply, or an email goes unnoticed, or your gift unopened? This is what the youth call being aired. I wonder how sad Jesus must be that we didn't take a moment in the day to remember he was with us, ready to help, give us understanding, or nudge conviction. Acknowledging Jesus' constant presence in every situation teaches us obedience to his ways. It helps us to grow in love and faithfulness, in character, spiritual maturity, capacity, and influence. It helps us to become like Jesus and do what Jesus did. So how do we realistically become mindful of Jesus' constant presence with us? It is when we haven't been the best version of ourselves and we turn our hearts and we say sorry. It's when we capture our millions of thoughts, turning them to worship and to prayer. We seek his counsel, request help for ourselves and for others. We share our musings, ask questions, listen for his thoughts, express our gratitude, our complaint, our grief, sharing each experience with Jesus as it is happening. So where do we begin? Maybe it's asking someone to help us discover more of who Jesus is, or regular devotions to understand the heart of Jesus more. We can journal our encounters, reflections, dialogues with Jesus, or set reminders, alarms, or post-it notes saying, "Remember, Jesus is with you always." When we persistently pursue Jesus, we are attentive to the developing habits that invest in our relationship with him. So let's ask ourselves, what do I need to do to make my awareness of Jesus' continual presence with me more intentional? Can we say with confidence, "I am always aware of the Lord's presence. He is near and nothing can shake me." Thanks, guys. I hope that was helpful. I'm going to pass you over to David and Alison, who are going to lead us into ministry. See you soon.
Welcome back. Thank you, Liz. Oh, that's very special. Very special. Really good. We're just going to pray for a couple of minutes and rest in reflecting on some of the things that Liz was sharing with us. Afterwards, I want to explain to you about a couple of options that we'll offer you after we finish this service, if you like, for families, for a discussion, for what's going on this evening. If something has come up in the course of what Liz was saying and when we're praying, I'd love you to share it primarily with your growth group. It's if you're in a small group of some sort, a growth group in Leeds Vineyard or wherever you are, go share it there. That's the best place. It's these big conferences are too difficult to talk and share things like that. But if you're not in a growth group, please contact Sally Lingham and she'll introduce you to a suitable one. If you're not part of Leeds Vineyard and you'd like to be part of such a group, then we have a group for you too, and we'll set one up for you for people who are maybe a bit further away. Just email into the office, and the contact details are on the website, and we'll make sure that you're put into a great group. Let's just wait on the Holy Spirit for a moment as he speaks to us of what this was speaking about. Alex, would you be able to put up that Psalm 16, verse 8 again for us? Psalm 16 verse 8 says in my translation, it says this, it says, "I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand. I shall not be shaken." Our candle is lit. This is a sacramental moment. Let's wait on him before us. I want to walk you through a prayer to do with that helps you with this. It's great if you can put your hands out and close your eyes and just think as I pray. Lord, I ask that you are present with me and enable me, as you are present with me, enable me to see the things that you're showing me. As I walk through the day-to-day of my life, will you just, the things I literally see, would you just remind me that you're showing me something, whether it's a smile of a stranger or of an opportunity on a signpost or a book that I'm reading or an opportunity, or would you just show me? I pray that you would open my ears to hear you speaking to me through other people, through music, through words, through a sense of your presence. Lord, would give me ears to hear what you're saying, even behind these closed doors. I have my hands out, Lord, and I choose to receive the things you give me, the kindness of strangers, the gifts of food and drink and warmth and whatever else it is you give me practically. Lord, I receive them and I say thank you. Signs of your presence with me. And finally, Lord, I open my heart, and would you help me sense your presence in my heart more and more.